Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming winter has arrived. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. After a relatively mild weekend in northeast Wyoming, blustery winds and cold temperatures could last through the week. Light snow is expected today and tonight with minor snow accumulation. Expect a high of only 27, winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour, and wind chill temperatures could dip as low as 4. The wind and snow trend will continue to as late as Thursday, with the first chance of sunny skies to come on Friday. With the general election behind them, state legislators look toward the future with the new and current members of the Wyoming legislature. Close to 50% of the representatives in the House are freshman legislators. Representatives from separate caucuses are gunning for the Speaker of the House for the upcoming legislative session, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Republican Representative Albert Summers of Pinedale, current House floor majority leader, is running for Speaker of the House. Another hopeful, Republican Representative Mark Jennings of Sheridan, was the former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Jennings has never held a leadership position in the House. Jennings and his caucus have often opposed the veteran legislators whom they consider to be less conservative. Campaigning for leadership has already started in the Senate as well. Republican Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower, the current majority floor leader, has announced he will be running for Senate president. Thus far, there are no opposing candidates for Senate president or any of the other leadership positions. Republican Senator Larry Hicks of Bags is running for majority floor leader, and Republican Senator Dave Kinski of Sheridan is up for Senate vice president. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.